Good Morning America. This is Great
Hello.
Songs for Dads.
We're back. Hello.
Hello. And you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. My name is Henry Schifrin.
And I'm Daniela Rothstein.
And today is our April 1st Fools special.
Exactly. We're right on time. Wasted no time in getting here with our April Fools special.
We never miss a beat. We always know what's happening in America.
Yeah. We are the April Fools.
Oof. Do you remember that time when we were the March Fools? Is that the month that came before this? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you remember that?
We're just the fools of every month.
We just adapt. We're adaptive.
We're just fools.
We go where we need to be.
What can we say? We're a very sought-after commodity. Everyone can use a fool.
Everybody needs a fool. You know, I think that there's a Queen song about that.
There's a song from the Lorax about it, too, but it's about the needs.
Oh, did Queen write it?
I think so.
Yeah, no, I think so.
I think Freddie Mercury was heavily involved.
Yeah, I think that Freddie Mercury actually voiced the Lorax.
I think you're right. Just kidding, guys. April Fools.
April Fools, we got April you. Fools, if you believed that Freddie Mercury voiced the Lorax.
Lorax in the
Venmo
Lorax
us.
Movie. Venmo us an appropriate amount for how much we fooled you.
Yes. And if we didn't fool you, then don't not Venmo us.
Yeah. We're not against it. If you want to Venmo us, I wouldn't be opposed.
Yeah, exactly that. So the first song that we have up for you today is Hotel California by Michael Jackson.
Exactly.
I hope you guys enjoy. Is this Aux 1, Henry?
I do not.
Everything happens so fast.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna guess it's Aux 1.
Also, honest. April Fools, it's not.
Oh.
Got you again.
Damn.
Born of this embarrassment, it's been bearable, but it all compounds. Now that I know that I let you down, and now that I know that you changed your mind, now I know you won't rely on me anymore. I know. Now that I know that I let you
April Fool's.
April Fool's,
that
guys.
That song was called Let, and it was by Pine Grove off of their newish album, 1111, with cool green album art. I recently watched Pine Grove's Tiny Desk concert, which is very cool. It's like, I think, a very interesting voice coming out of a small little blonde boy. So check that out if you have any interest.
Such a small little blonde. Such a quaint little blonde man.
You know who else is a small little blonde boy? George Ezra. And he sings like Budapest with such like a beautiful, deep, powerful voice. I'm like, you're just a small
blonde
boy.
You're just such
a
small little blonde boy.
And this time I'm not even April Fools-ing, y'all.
Yeah, guys, this is not for April Fools. This is for April Reels.
April Reels, George Ezra is small.
He's small and he's blonde. And I could totally dominate him.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Henry, are you blonde? Do you consider yourself blonde?
I do not consider myself blonde. My parents consider myself blonde, but they're wrong.
They call you blonde? What color hair do your siblings have?
My sister is blonde. My brother has, like, dark brown hair.
Oh, so you're somewhere in the middle.
I think I occupy the middle ground.
Fair enough.
I think I am the mediator between the two nations.
He's dirty. He's dirty blonde.
Yeah.
Dirty.
I'm a filthy boy.
He's filthy blonde.
This next song coming up, it goes out to my dad. This will be an April Fool's of sorts, because this is a song between two artists. And one of them is Johnny Cash, but the other one, he sounds a little bit different on this song. Maybe not a little bit as wheezy on it. So I want you to listen in and reach out to us. You know how.
Not wheezy. Why would I listen if he's not wheezy?
You know how. You know how to reach out with us, or how to reach out to
you
us.
You know how to get here.
Yeah, you know exactly.
I mean,
how.
We actually do take calls now. If you guys.
Yeah,
want
yeah.
To do
that. So call in if it's during the song. We won't answer. After the song, maybe. And try to say who the other artist is.
If you Venmo us, there's a better
chance. If you Venmo us, there's a better
chance
that we, yeah.
Okay. Enjoy.
If you're traveling to the North Country Fair, where the winds hit heavy on the borderline, remember me to one who lives there, for she once was a true love of mine. See for me that her hair's hanging down, it curls and falls all down her breast. See for me that her hair's hanging down, that's the way I remember her best.
If you go when the snowflakes fall, when the rivers freeze and summer ends, please see for me if she's wearing a coat so warm to keep her from the howling.
If you're traveling in the North Country Fair,
where the winds hit heavy on the borderline,
please say hello to one who lives there, for she was once a true love of mine. Traveling
in the North Country Fair, where the winds get heavy on the borderline. Remember me to one who lives there, for she once was a true love of mine.
True love of mine.
A true love of mine.
A true love of mine.
True love of mine.
A true love of mine.
A true love of mine.
She was once a true love of mine.
Tying up your laces in a double bow. Oh, you never know, never know. You open up your front door, letting all the light and sun is burning your skin. Eyelashes hate it, should have stayed in bed. Go bicycle commuting, learning your computing. Oh, you're getting good, it really does suit you. Oh, you really messed up, acting all grown up. Tell you I'm a liar.
So, that first song, I don't know if any of you guys guessed it. If any of you guys want to call in now, say that you guessed it, but I'm going to say it anyway before you can. It was Bob Dylan.
Oh, what?
Dylan and Johnny Cash, Girl from the North Country, from one of Bob Dylan's earliest albums, way, way before he developed his signature, like, drawn-out, wheezy voice.
Terrible voice.
From just, like, constant, nonstop chain smoking. Which, by the way, is awesome.
So, kids, if you want to be Bob Dylan...
If you
want to
be famous, just like,
you know what you've got to do.
Just start chain smoking right now and don't stop. And it's going to be awesome.
Henry, why did nobody call in?
They're just too intimidated by us.
It makes me feel sad and lonely.
Yeah.
That's okay.
And then what was the next song?
You guys just heard Stamp Collector by Double Denim.
Double in denim titty.
I'm sorry? What was that?
It's a pun. It's a law pun. Double in denim titty.
Oh, not denim titty.
No, we're a family show. That's, yeah. We're pushing the line right there.
I thought you pushed it first.
No, get your mind out the gutter.
I have a brother, John B.
We need a wholesome fools on this April
yes,
Fool's special.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay, so next up, Henry, would you like to introduce the song?
Sure, yeah. So this song coming up, this one also goes out to my dad. He's not going to know it, but every time he's like, oh, you need to play Modest Mouse on your show. And I'm like, we already did. And he's like, oh, okay. And then he's like, you should play Modest Mouse. But that's because he's a fake fan.
Whoa.
Dad.
Whoa.
James, I'm calling you out right now. You are a fake Modest Mouse fan. Because this song coming up, it's from their debut album. This is a long drive for somebody with nothing to think about. And it's like a classic off of there. It's like sort of math rocky, folky.
Oh, I love math rock.
Exactly. And it's like super cool. And it's like when Modest Mouse was cool, before they made like 8 albums, which are all so hit or miss.
That are all sounds. Wait, but Henry, before we play, I have a question for you.
Yeah?
Have you ever met an Immodest Mouse?
I actually have.
Tell me about it. What were they wearing?
They were just wearing like the flashiest like Italian designer like coats and stuff. They just really wanted to let me know that like they had a lot of like mouse money.
Yeah, no, mouse money is such a thing. And like skirt above the knees, like so immodest.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. That's upsetting. That mm-hmm. doesn't go with my that doesn't align with my values of mousehood.
Exactly, not at all.
Okay, shall we give it a listen?
I think so. Thank you. Those are some modest mice.
Honestly, the most modest mice I've ever seen.
Some of the
seen.
Most modest mice that I've ever heard.
Three modest mice, you know what they say.
Exactly.
The next song is going out to one of my best friends, Ms. Amelia Boos. Sending you love through this one. I know that you have certain associations with this song, which is Marigolds by Kishibashi, but hopefully you can instead associate with this radio show. Great Songs for Dads on 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. It's a really great radio station. It happens every week at this time at 8 p.m. But this is a really gorgeous song. I hope you guys like it. Kishibashi also has a really impressive tiny desk concert. He just, like, I believe it's either a violin or a viola. One of you can call in and correct me if you think to call in. But
yeah, whoever calls in and is feeling like self-righteous enough to just be
do.
Like, actually it's a viola because it's too small to be a violin, maybe.
Yeah, please, someone just Google
maybe
it.
It's the difference in the number of strings. I don't know what the difference
so
between
Amelia
a violin and a
viola is. Did just text me that she knew this was coming because she saw the playlist on Spotify, and that's kind of a mood kill. Thanks, Amelia. Like,
wow.
I wanted this
thank
to be a
you,
nice
Amelia.
Surprise.
Thank
so
you,
like,
Amelia. Actually,
you.
April Fools, no thank you.
Yeah, honestly, Amelia, we're going to have to talk about this one later. My heart broken. You can't do that.
We won't have to talk about this one later. April Fools again.
April Fools.
April Fools.
We will
talk about this later.
Communication is good. Okay.
The famous phrase, communication is good.
Henry, April Fools, that's not the famous
April Fools,
phrase.
That's not the famous phrase.
That isn't good.
You guys are so gullible. I'm getting you every time. I can't believe it.
All right, so enjoy Come Together by the Beatles.
Thank you. kept rubbing against my arm. I'm just gonna stand with my back hanging off my left arm. Need a drink, I get drunk, I'm full sip just so I can adore you.
Heard a few songs.
Yeah,
there
you
after
sat.
Marigold's.
You sat through a lot of music. Were you able to make it through that? Okay. Without...
Honestly, no, you weren't. A few of you left.
Yeah.
Thank
yeah,
you for
two
that.
Two of you left.
You
actually.
Guys really like the sound of our voice that much.
Uh huh. I don't know if you guys know, but we can actually track how many listeners.
And
we
also
we have.
See your names,
and
we
can
see
your names,
your face through
and
your
addresses
through your computer camera. We're watching.
At any given point.
Cover up those cameras, because we see you. We see if you're having fun or not.
Yeah, exactly. We're
we know,
watching you.
We know when you've been bad
are
or
sleeping.
Good.
Yeah, yeah, we yeah, know yeah, when you're right. awake.
April Fools, we,
April,
we
April
don't,
Fools, we
don't,
do not.
We don't know any of that.
Ahaha, we are not the NSA. So,
no, we are not.
So one of the songs that you heard there was Black Cat by Broadcast. That was off of their album, I think it's the noise but of
Tender Buttons.
Oh, it was Tender Buttons. There's Tender Buttons and there's The Noise Made by the People. Broadcast is a really cool band. That song is not like the other songs in their album because it's just like weird, almost like glitchcore type stuff, which I think is cool. I found them accidentally my sophomore year because I looked up Come On Eileen by the Midnight Dexys Runners.
Yeah,
or
and you found
called.
Broadcast?
Yeah, and then Spotify autoplay was
really?
Just like Broadcast. And then I've been listening to them since, and I think they're a really cool band.
Come On, Eileen is an amazing song. We should yeah. play it next time. Come on, Eileen.
Well,
Henry, do you say buttons or like buttons? Like
tender buttons.
Button like with a D sound. Almost?
Yeah, like with a D.
Buttons. Like tender buttons.
Like do you say spaceship or do you say spaceship?
Spaceship. I don't honestly. I don't use that word too much.
I say spaceship.
Spaceship. Yeah, spaceship. Probably. Spaceship. Spaceshifting.
Yeah, and then there was one more song
yes,
after that.
Yes, I played Adore by Amy Shark. I think it's kind of like a little bit mid-late 2000s girl sad.
Amy Shark. Do-do-do-do-do-do. Amy Shark.
Henry Spaceshifting. Okay. Next up is... You know
PSA.
The show. Oh, okay, do it.
It's the PSA. we are a community-run radio station, so we need to give out PSAs to everybody to inform the public. And so this is, as it says on the page, dried fruit PSA,
Woo.
A classic. Eat me is what a bunch of clip art of fruit are saying. Looking for some sweet, great-tasting snacks that are also healthy for you?
No.
Try eating dried fruits.
Okay.
All right. Hold on. Oh, God, I'm about to spit some serious bars. Okay. Dried figs, apples, cherries, bananas, apricots, peaches, pears, pineapples, raisins, cranberries, prunes, blueberries, mangoes, and oh so many other fruits are
Woo!
Both tasty and good for you.
Do you want me to give you a beat and you can do that again?
They call me Eminem. greatest white boy to ever
You just heard Henry Spaceshiffrin on fruit.
On fruit. Many dried fruits are an excellent natural source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber.
Of cancer?
Read the labels to understand which brands have added sugars, preservatives, and other ingredients. Look and see if they have other ingredients. But no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack.
Any kind of fruit?
Any fruit?
Eating any fruit?
Any fruit?
Any fruit.
Even cyanide?
That's my favorite.
A public service message from all of the fruits and nuts here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. We're an educational station.
We are.
Guys, Colin, let us know which one of us is the fruit and which one of us is the nut.
So true. And also, which one of us is about to ask you to give money to WMFO?
Yeah. Oh-ho. Oh-ho.
I think it might be Henry.
Oh-ho.
I think it might be Henry.
Oh,
Henry, sorry. Oh. Henry, can you please pass the paper?
I'm sorry. There's just so much. Oh, yeah, I got it. If you love keeping the station freeform and supporting community radio, please consider donating to our 2022 donations drive. If you would like to pay online, go to give.tufts.edu. Under designation, select Arts, Sciences, and Engineering, then Other, and then put WMFO. Or you can write us a check. To check out our prize tiers and mailing address, go to WMFO.org and click the donations drive tab. Thanks for helping us keep it freeform.
WMFO.
Yeah, pay us. We want money and we want to keep doing radio, and if we don't get money, we won't be able to do that.
We hope that you guys like it. We know that 22 of you do.
Yeah. 24? That's apparently a big ask. I don't know why. Two of you think that you're
24 is a little too
much. Two of you think that you're too good for us, and we know who you are.
Remember, cover up your cameras on your laptop.
I see you. I see you on there, sitting there with those dry ass lips. Don't try to lick them. dry lips, haver. But you know who I am as a DJ.
Who are you?
You know what station this is.
What station is it?
And so we have coming up for you.
Weezer!
We have Weezer coming up. This is from their classic debut Blue album, 1996. Rivers Cuomo coming out the gate with his debut album with these songs he had been refining, produced by the lead guy from The Cars. And I listened to this album after listening to their most recent album, and it's just so much better because this is when they were actually good. This song
coming
up.
Hey, don't talk about Weezer like that.
If anybody's qualified to talk down about Weezer, it's me.
Your voice has dropped like 12 octaves. That was kind of scary.
I'm allowed.
Whoa.
I'm allowed to talk about Weezer like this.
I'm going to have to think about what just happened there. Okay.
So this song coming up, I listened through the album and I was like, I haven't heard Holiday that much. I wonder what it's like. And so I started listening to the song Holiday again and I realized, wow, I really like this song. I really enjoy it.
Mom, pick me up. I want to go home.
And so I put
Henry's big boy voice.
And so I put Holiday here on the playlist. So this is Holiday by Weezer coming up next. I think it's a really fun song. They have a very full sound, very full garage rock sound, which I think they've lost at this point. But I hope you enjoy it. I enjoy it.
Yeah.
the next song that we have.
Yeah, the next song.
The next song that we have up coming up here is called "Breathe in My Lungs" by Big Thief.
By Big Thief.
It is off of the album "Mythological Beauty." By album, I meant EP. I think it's a very beautiful song.
Play the song!
Sacrifice is my only child, my only daughter. How will I leave your body? Breathe in my lungs and I'll live in your arms. Breathe in my lungs and I'll
breathe in my lungs and I'll leave in your arms.
So, you just heard When You Sleep from My Bloody Valentine off of their album Loveless. This is a Pitchfork favorite. It is a pretentious music nerd favorite. So, of course, I had to put it on there.
And, of course, the person that knew that song was my pretentious music nerd father, Jeff. Shout out.
Hey, he's cultured. He's cultured. Jeff, I don't think you're pretentious. I think you're cultured. That song goes out to my mom because I know that she won't like it. She's not a fan.
No, that's love.
She's not a fan of shoegaze. What can I say?
To close off, I'm going to play Soul Meets Body by Death Cab for Cutie. And if there's time,
quick shout out to Alex G.
Friend of the show, Alex G.
We're going to be playing a really short song from his most recent album, House of Sugar. We're going to be playing Hope, if we have the time, by Alex G. Shout out to Alex G.
Friend of the show, Alex G. In conclusion, this is Great Songs for Dads, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts, Freeform Radio. Thank you guys for listening, as always.
Yeah, and Elizabeth Warren was also on Tufts campus.
Oh my God, she was at the campus center.
Yeah, that's not an April Fool's joke. She was here.
No, that was crazy.
Yeah, that was just something that happened. We missed her, but like she was here.
If you guys saw her,
good for you.
Screw yourself.